just understand. The touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl, opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
Hello and welcome to worship. With Tina Turner fading away in the background, we ponder today what love is and what it has to do with our faith. Our culture, built on the values of the Bible, sees love as a positive virtue, but gets confused about what exactly love is. We'll explore that a little today in word and song, movement and music, and in bread and wine, as we're swept into the loving presence of God as we gather round his table. So now, let us worship.
Christ has risen. Hallelujah.
He has risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
Earth, earth, awake, your praises sing. Alleluia. Greet with the dawn your risen King. Alleluia. Bright suns and stars your homage pay. Alleluia. Life reigns again this Easter day. Alleluia. All nature sings of hope reborn. Alleluia. Christ lives to comfort those who mourn. Alleluia. First fruit of all the dead who sleep. Alleluia. Promise of joy for all who weep. Alleluia. Winter is past, the night is gone. Alleluia. Christ light triumphant brings the dawn. Alleluia. Creation spreads its springtime bloom. Alleluia. Life bursts like flame from death. ask for two. Alleluia. Praise we the Father, Spirit, Son. Alleluia. Praise we the victory God has won. Alleluia. Praise we the Lamb who reigns above. Alleluia. Praise we the King whose rule is love. Alleluia.
Let us pray. We awake this day, O God, to sing your praises. We are enlivened by your presence and made attentive to your love. We awoke with the knowledge of your commandments in our hearts, and we bring you our praise. With nature, we are awakened with your hope of a world reborn. With all who grieve, we embrace your comfort as we rub the sleep from our eyes. We awoke with the knowledge of the joy you bring to those who grieve, and we bring you our praise. We awake this day, O God, with the knowledge that you warm our wintry hearts, that the light of your love awakens our desire to obey you, and we are awoken with the life that springs like fire from the cold tomb, and we bring you our praise. Even in our joy, O God, we realize that we may still prefer not to wake up. Our dull heads ignore our sin. Our sleepy hearts prefer not to think of our responsibilities, and we would rather not be awoken with the challenges your love brings. Forgive us, O God, that we may awaken to your love, be alert to your commandment, and faithful to your call to change. Amen.
Let each of us, in the knowledge of both our sinfulness and our creation in God's own glorious image, humble ourselves before God and believe that the ever-gracious Creator wills us to know we are loved. All of us who look to Jesus for our salvation will find it, and through the Church, find their sins forgiven. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Love is a universal human emotion. We know what we mean when we say we're in love with someone, or that we love someone, or that this or that church shows love to others. We mean love to mean our romantic and our erotic emotions, as well as the bonds that come within families and the acts of our will that are informed by our faith and values. Love is what we sing about in our culture and read about in our Bibles. Love is what the world thinks is enough, yet it's often confused about love. We say we fall out of love when we've probably just moved on from infatuation. We confuse, even within our faith, love as an emotion and love as an act of our will. Today we're going to hear about love in our readings and then muse on it a little in the sermon. So let's pray for the Holy Spirit to illuminate our hearts.
Jesus, lover of our souls, we have no other refuge but you. All our trust is placed in you. So now, as you are read and proclaimed, open our spirits to hear, our minds to obey, and our wills to conform to your will, our Rock and Redeemer. Amen.
The reading is St. John chapter 15, verses 9 to 17. Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another."
Love, they say, makes the world go round. The Beatles held that all we needed was love. And as we heard at the start of this service, Tina Turner wondered about love, that second-hand emotion, what it had to do with physical attraction. Our readings today muse on love, but the love they describe may not be the same as what we mean by it now. A spinning second-hand emotion may not be what the biblical authors had in mind. Graham Lyle and Terry Britton wrote the song "What's Love Got to Do with It?" and offered it to Cliff Richard, who rejected it. The British pop group Bucks Fizz were also offered it and did record a demo tape, but were told by the producer the sound was wrong for a female lead. Tina Turner achieved worldwide success with the song, selling over 2 million copies and being then the oldest solo woman artist to hit the top 100. The song has been covered by other artists and became the soundtrack to the film of the same name, telling Tina Turner's life story. In the song, the poets try to say that the physical feelings of attraction are nothing to do with love. But as the song goes on, we realise that the poets protested a bit too much, and that the rejection of the love label is about protection and not wanting to be hurt. I've been thinking about my own protection. It scares me to feel this way. And who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? So maybe these feelings had something to do with love after all. Love, we think, is a universal human emotion, and one that links us with other cultures and times. And yet what love may be in any given culture or time is different. Historian Tom Holland's magisterial book Dominion explores the history and impact of Christianity, from Jesus' crucifixion to the Beatles' All You Need Is Love. Holland argues that all our moral and social norms are the product of the Christian revolution in the ancient world. Jesus' teaching and Paul's maxim that God chose the weak and foolish to shame the strong drive home the point that our cultural values, 2,000 years after Christ, are based on Jesus' teaching and ideas about love. Holland points out that the Christian idea of love is nothing to do with romance, eroticism, or even with the emotions, important though those things are. Instead, Holland points out that love in the New Testament is a social practice, not a sentiment. It's not a feeling, it's an act of the will. The love that Christ taught is a love that is ruthlessly impersonal. It doesn't care about age, gender, race, sex, class, or wealth. It's about who needs our help. It's the idea that this type of love will counter the powers that seek to rule our world. It's the idea that this is the love that drove Jesus to the cross and raised him from the dead. It's this love which is subversive. It's this love that the writers of today's readings wrote about. For the writer of 1 John, loving God is seen not in feelings, but in obeying God's commandments, commandments which are not burdensome. And God's commandments in Scripture are most often about loving others. We are, after all, to love our neighbours as ourselves. Holland would say this is a radical departure in the Judeo-Christian tradition from any other faith or philosophy in the ancient world. Loving others with no thought of reward was an alien concept in the ancient world and made Christians and Jews seem very odd indeed. In 1966, Peter Schultz, a white priest who volunteered to lead St. Brendan's Parish in Chicago, wrote the hymn, "We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord," which posited the view that evangelism should be based on the idea of acts of love and service. St. Brendan's was a mixed Irish and black parish in South Chicago. Father Schultz weathered protests by white parishioners when he hung signs on his church welcoming Martin Luther King to Chicago. He showed Dr. King around and had the workers in his parish basement show him how they fed and cared for those who lived in the area. Father Schultz grieved when white folk left his neighborhood for more affluent and whiter suburbs and tried to encapsulate in his ministry what the author of 1 John was describing, loving God by loving others. The writer reminds us that God's commandments are not burdensome. It's important to remember that, especially if we're part of social groups which have often been expected to show love through serving women, black people, LGBT people, the poor, are all often expected to serve and stay in the background. That old hymn reminds us of mutuality. We'll walk hand in hand, work side by side, and spread the news that God is in our land. The love we hear of in our first reading inspires us to evangelize through service, to love even those we don't like, and to remember that it is in loving service that we show our faith to God. Our gospel reading has the same theme, love. God's love of us and our love of God seen in how we show love to others. This isn't the dreamy love of a first date. It's not the eroticism of lovers. It's not even the love we have for those in our family. It's a love we're driven to as we seek to serve and care for others. It's a love that is disinterested in its own reward, a love that seeks another's good, a love that inconveniences us. It's this love which changes the world. This is love which tells the truth to those in power. This is a love that tells Mr. Putin his lies, greed, and subversion of the gospel must be answered. This is a love which tells Mr. Trump that it's better to read than sell Bibles, that the truth will set him free, but will hurt him first, and that attacking those he perceives as weak will only end in hatred. This is a love that tells our politicians to seek the common good, to look for long-term prosperity for all, not short-term gains at the polls. This is a love which donates and volunteers in food banks. This is a love which works with the homeless to help restore dignity, trust, and help. This is a love where white people tell the truth about our past and the legacies of slavery which are all around us. Even in Orkney, where I live, there was involvement in slavery, most often seen in sons of ministers seeking their fortunes with slave plantations in Jamaica and America. All over Britain, money from slavery flowed, allowing ancient houses to be repaired, lands to be purchased and improved, charitable donations and endowments made to ease, no doubt, troubled consciences. This is tough love and requires bravery, openness, and a willingness to make reparations to those whose lives, even now, are blighted by these poisonous legacies. The love that Jesus proclaimed was not about the physical sensations that Tina Turner sang about. It's not about what we want to do. It's not about our desires. This love is an act of our will, a way of showing our faith in action. If we say we love God but don't love God's people, we're kidding ourselves. This is love that bears fruit, that brings joy, and which ultimately sets us free. Let's pray. Jesus, lover of my soul, hide me when the tempest still is high. Hide me, O Saviour, hide till the storm of life is past. But in your shelter let me love, that you may receive my soul at last. Amen.
Christ is alive, let Christians sing. The cross stands empty to the sky. Let streets and halls with praise then free. Love drowned in death shall never die. Christ is alive, no
Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. So we have known and believe the love that God has for us. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. We love because God first loved us. Those who say, "I love God," and hate their brothers or sisters are liars. For those who do not love a sibling whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have is this: those who love God must love their siblings also. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.
Let us pray. O God, eternal majesty, hear us now as we pray for our world. We pray for places and people in need of your love, for those who worship in secret this day for fear of the authorities, for those whose praise of your name endangers their lives, and for those persecuted for how they love and live. Give them strength, O God, that your love will encourage and strengthen life and faith. O God, risen Lord Jesus, hear us now as we pray for your people. We pray for those people and places in need of your shelter, for those hiding from bombs and raids, for those living with chronic pain, and for those whose life ebbs to its close. Give them your love, Lord Jesus, that your grace will encourage and strengthen life and faith. O God, fiery Spirit, hear us now as we pray for your inspiration, that the power of your change will make a difference. We pray for those who love evil, who prefer the dark to the light, and who hate your love, that you pursue them with the light of faith and give them time to hate their sins more than they hate others, that they may find the grace to turn to you so that your people might flourish. O God, eternal Trinity, we bring before you now, in the silence of our hearts, those whom we love and worry about. Accept all our prayers, O God, that through your love working in our lives, your kingdom may come, and so we pray as Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
We have thought today about love, the love God has for us, the types of love we have, and the love that we're commanded to express in our readings. A love that is not an emotion or a physical response, but an act of our will. This love seeks the good of others, those we've seen and those we'll never meet. We exercise this love in many ways, through charities, through donations to the food bank or to volunteering for charities, and of course, through our financial offerings which support God's work across our world and our nations. So let's express love through our giving. O God, your love is the essence of all that we love here, all the beauty of the world, all the kindness of strangers. All the silent strength of love is an expression of your great love. Bless these gifts of love, that we may use them wisely, always reflecting the love you have for us. Amen.
May God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to God.
Let us give thanks to our gracious God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Living God, out of chaos and darkness, your creative word called light into being, and life in all its fullness. Though in the garden we chose to disobey you, and death entered our world, you are the bringer of life from the places of death. You saved Noah and his family from the flood, and passed over the children of Israel when death struck the firstborn of Egypt. You led your people out of slavery in Egypt and exile in Babylon. You saved Jonah from the belly of the whale and Daniel from the lion's den. By your power, Sarah and Hannah brought forth sons, and Ruth the stranger became the mother of kings. Rejoice then, heavenly powers, sing then, choirs of angels. Rejoice, O earth, in shining splendor, Christ has conquered. Jesus, our King, is risen. Glory fills you. Darkness vanishes forever. Rejoice then, O Mother Church. The risen Saviour shines upon you. And let this place resound with joy, echoing the mighty song of all God's people. Therefore, with all your people in heaven and on earth, we sing the triumphant hymn of your glory.
a dark night. During his life on earth, the light of your Son's presence brought hope to the lost and healing to the sick. He preached good news to the poor and ate with sinners. For this he was pursued to death. For this, the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink from this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Let us proclaim the mystery of our faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We praise you that the darkness could not hold him, for he was raised at dawn to bring new life to the world. By his power, sin is purged, innocence restored to the fallen, joy to the mourners. Hatred is vanquished, tyranny laid low, harmony reigns, heaven and earth are united, and humanity is reconciled with God. The morning star has risen, never again to set. His light has become our light, his spirit is ours. May our lives shine with the radiance of his glory, and this bread and wine, which his spirit has blessed, lift us into his presence and lead us to the feasting of the kingdom, where we shall be raised up to see him face to face, in the glory of the Blessed Trinity, through all ages. Amen. To prepare ourselves to meet the Lord in Holy Communion, let us sing the Lamb of God.
Mercy, Lamb of God, and grant us
Let us pray. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul,
and forget not all God's benefits.
Loving God, we thank you that you have fed us in this sacrament, united us with Christ, and given us a foretaste of the heavenly banquet in your eternal realm. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Our Lord Christ is risen, the tempter is foiled, his legions are scattered, his strongholds are spoiled. Oh, sing hallelujah, oh, sing hallelujah, oh, sing hallelujah, be joyful and sing, our great foe is baffled, Christ Jesus is King.
May the one who loved you before the ages began, the one who taught you how to live and love, and the one who inspires you to love even those you don't like, bless you to love, live and act, that the world may know it is loved and held in the palm of God's almighty hand. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you all, now and always. Amen.
Thank you. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. And we pray that our unity may one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know. We will walk with each other, we will walk.